We're joined now by Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, and we're going to cover some ground with Mark, as we do on most Thursdays. And we were talking with Quinn about the censure of Mitt Romney by the Louisiana GOP, and it is an interesting move, Mark.
It is, and I find myself agreeing a lot with what Quinn Hillier was saying before me, and that there seems to be a lack of consistency involved with censuring a person for his fundamental beliefs and making a vote based on his fundamental principles. Whether you agree with the vote or not, he made a vote on what he believed was the right thing to do, which is what I thought we sent these folks to Congress to do.
Well, the situation is such that, as I stated, this may or may not gain any momentum, but Louisiana, once again, making news, and the two U.S. senators who serve with Romney are being suspiciously quiet on this. Timothy Osborne a few days ago sent me an email when we talked to Albert Guillory about this, thinking, I think Mitt would respond with, "I don't think anyone cares what Louisiana Republicans think or do." And the same Mr. Osborne sent me a very nice and long and compelling email, talked about me making reference to the fact that I bumped into Bobby Jindal literally at an airport last Friday, and the governor, former governor, told me that his daughter was going to Brown University, and Timothy Osborne says it's quite suspicious that Bobby Jindal sent his daughter out of state to an out-of-state university after gutting higher education in Louisiana. Does he have a point, Mark Ballard?
Well, I believe that that Governor Jindal was doing what he thought was correct in a time of short budgets, that he was shifting the cost, the onus of paying for university education on the students themselves and away from the state. Now, you can argue all day long about whether that was the right thing to do. But
all right, we do have to pause, but we will return with the erudite Mark Ballard after this pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mark Ballard of The Advocate is with us. If you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757, and you can always send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. And getting back to Mr. Timothy Osborne, who took aim at former Governor Bobby Jindal for cutting higher ed in Louisiana and then sending his daughter off to Brown, where the governor, former governor, graduated from college, fine Ivy League school located in Providence, Rhode Island, also the alma mater of Mark's boss, Peter Kovac. And it's great school. And on this one, I can't fault Bobby Jindal for that. And look at John Kennedy. He sent his only son to Millsaps in Jackson, Mississippi. Former governor Buddy Romer, his kids went to Harvard. If you got a chance to go to a good school, and after all, the child should have some say-so in this, what's the big deal about sending your child off to a school out of state, Mark Ballard, which I think you have done as well?
I've done twice. I don't see the big deal in doing that. I mean, I think there's two separate arguments between, you know, what we as taxpayers and residents of the state of Louisiana ought to be doing for our higher education system, and what parents do because they need to, you know, their children are going to school now, not, you know, 10 years from now.
Well, I do remember Bobby Jindal when he was commissioner of higher education in Louisiana. He was being on the radio with yours truly, and he said if he had not gone to Brown, he probably would have gone to one of the schools in the Louisiana system. He was head of the Louisiana system. That was his job. I seriously doubt that. I think he had the academic credentials to go to a major school outside the state, and the Ivy League still is a ticket to success in most places.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, if I was his parents and he had a choice to go to an Ivy League school or, you know, a Louisiana school, I would be very upset if he chose the Louisiana school. And even back in the day when he was making the choice, when the Louisiana schools were better funded.
Well, Matt on Corsi writes that Sharon Weston Broom, our mayor, went to Regent University, which is Pat Robertson's university. That's where she received her degree. And our congressman, Garrett Neal Graves, went to, did not graduate, but went to the University of Alabama. So
he went to several schools without graduating. You know, so.
He did. But he started at the University of Alabama.
When you look at the top leaders of the state, I mean, very few of them actually went to school in Louisiana or, you know, went to LSU. I think only Jay Darden is the...
And Bill Cassidy.
Bill Cassidy, that's the... But Bill Cassidy did much of his training in Los Angeles.
He did. I think he lived out there 7 years with his doctor wife, Dr. Laura. And he is from Chicago originally, as is our mayor, Sharon Weston Broome. So maybe the way to get elected in Baton Rouge is to be from Chicago and go to school out of the state.
Well, to be fair, I think that Senator Cassidy was like 3 or 4 when his parents moved to Baton Rouge.
He was.
It's hard to say that he's from Chicago.
And he played on a state championship team at Terra High School, and he's running for re-election, which brings us to another question. We're inside 37 weeks before the election, and Bill Cassidy, who has a prize Senate seat, let's face it, that's where the action is. Cassidy voted for both Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and he'll vote for any nominee that President Trump brings before him, which is one of the searing issues in American politics. And if Trump is reelected, he will have 7 Supreme Court justices if the Senate stays in the hands of the Republicans. Why isn't the Democratic Party nationally at least giving it a fair shot in finding a candidate that they can put the full-throated support from the National Democratic Party against Dr. Cassidy?
Well, then I would have to ask you the question, who might that be? I mean, who is the big Democrat that could mount a campaign against Bill Cassidy? I mean,
well, Jared just writes as you're saying this. How about Governor John Bel Edwards? He's got a free shot. That would be a race, wouldn't it?
It would be a race. I imagine, though, that it would be a difficult race because the Democrats spend an awful lot of money on keeping him as governor of the state of Louisiana. But yes, that would be a race. And Mitch Landrieu jumps to mind as someone that has recognition and gravitas.
He would be viable, but I think the monument decision in New Orleans would kill him statewide.
That probably would be the case, but. And, you know, not to mention that he has the Landrieu name and he's a Democrat. So, I mean, he would probably have very difficult times to do it. But I'm looking for prominent Democrats who, you know, that have big name recognition, have the ability and have shown the ability of raising money, you know. And so I don't know. Now, on the other hand, when John Bel Edwards started his race for governor, making his announcement on your show, is that a whole lot of people, and I was one of them, saying, well, that's, you know, him falling on the sword because that's never going to happen. And you can see how well my prognostications came. So.
Well, he had to have a beatable opponent, and he had one in David Vitter. Bill Cassidy is not as tarnished as Senator Vitter was when he ran for governor. And John Bel Edwards has shown no indication that he wants to be a U.S. senator yet. And he's got the governorship, and if the Democrats were to move him to the Senate, then Billy Nungesser would become the governor of Louisiana. So that would be something that they would have to ponder as well. Don't think that's going to happen, and let's face it, Senator Cassidy is going to be reelected unless something really, really weird happens. And another listener notes something I said earlier, that the chances of John Bel Edwards being a ticket balancer are probably greater than him seeking another office. He could be the nominee or the vice presidential nominee for either Sanders or Bloomberg, who are right now the front runners for the Democratic nomination. It would seem to make sense. He can't bring Louisiana as a state in the corner of the Democratic Party, but he could give cover to these people who are Sanders in particular, who he calls himself a socialist. But would John Bel Edwards, would he even entertain the thought of being on a ticket like that, Mark?
I don't know, but I mean, certainly I understand the thinking behind it, because if we get someone from the left wing of the Democratic Party, they're going to need to find some balance. And since John Bel Edwards is kind of a centrist Democrat then, who has shown that he can attract Republican votes in a Republican state, mm-hmm. then he certainly would be a very viable, attractive candidate for vice president. But I don't know if that's something of interest to him.
I don't either. And his pro-life stance makes it hard in the Democratic Party. But I remember years ago when George Bush, the first one, was a pro-choice Republican, he had an overnight conversion when Ronald Reagan asked him to be on the ticket with him. He became pro-life within a matter of hours. Now, I don't think John Bel Edwards would do that.
I don't think that would happen with Governor Edwards.
But it happened with George Herbert Walker Bush. Just suddenly, out of the blue, something hit him, and he went from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
I wonder what. But I wanted to talk to you about tort reform. You wrote about it in your column. That seems to be the issue that is shaping up at the Capitol this year.
Yeah, I think that's where the fight is going to be, is over tort reform. The business community is and their supporters are very interested in getting something passed, and they're talking tough. Recently at the lobby conference, the Senate president and the House speaker said, well, we don't really want to go to the override, but they didn't write that off. The governor has said that he's open to some of the provisions in the bill, but not all of them. And it's, I think, going to be where we see the flexing of muscles between the Republican majority and the administration.
Well, on this program yesterday, Eddie Rasponi did say the governor was beholden to trial lawyers, and they did spend a lot of money helping him get reelected. Do you dance with who brung you?
Well, you are supposed to be supportive of the people who supported you. I mean, that is part of politics. But I think that even before, I mean, back when he was a backbencher in the Louisiana House, that the governor had a very was very strongly supportive of a judicial system and not making Louisiana's jurisprudence system massive changes in it. And this will be a massive change if it mm-hmm. succeeds. And he seemed to be a lot more respectful of the system and the procedures that were in place.
And as stated yesterday, it's not like it's an uneven playing field. Trial lawyers have political clout in Louisiana, but perhaps not as much as the business lobby. The business lobby is the major player in Louisiana politics today.
And I think that that's accurate. And I think we're going to see that in the coming months.
So how do these Republicans, of which 27 are in the Senate and, 65 in the House? Isn't it 65, I believe, 65 of 70?
No, I think they're only two short, so that would make it 68.
68. Yeah. So that's 95 of the 144, most of whom got there with support from business. How do they ever shake that, if they even if they wanted to?
I don't think they do. I mean, I don't think they want to. As you mentioned, for the governor, they, you know, dance with the folks that brung them. And so I don't think they're going to shake it. I think that they're all in on this tort reform. It's become quite an emotional issue. So I think that what's going to happen is that they're going to pass it. The fight will be whether or not they want the whole smash as what is going to be in the omnibus bill.
Mark, we thank you. We'll be calling again next Thursday. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.